I'm home. Thank you, IR.
Oh,
now Bob can explain flu perfect tense. And everybody will rejoice when they figure that out.
That Bob could explain it. That has to be figured out, how Bob could explain it.
They'll rejoice. They will.
Yeah, might have been, could have been. I had gone there and completed it if I had done this by March.
In the land that my grandchildren knew.
if I had left in March. That's an approximation of the past blue perfect. It's a tough one, the past blue perfect.
Not really. Okay. Past blue perfect is just past.
Okay. Oh, that's a good
in
point.
In the present.
Very good. We learned that last night, didn't we? Yeah. What was it? There's the past, and then there's the past within the past, and then there's a future in the past. So what might have been.
Oh, my God.
In the then. Might have been.
Look at Dave. We got good Dave's good Dave. Oh, my God.
It's then.
Fume all over the apartment.
No, it's fume all over the park.
Yeah, the park. So, yeah. That's good, Carolyn. You remembered. The perfect deals with a past situation. Mm-hmm. And there's a past, present, and future in that past environment.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're saying is, just like this last little place, you use your past that you didn't get to validate the awareness of what you did get to get a construct for the future so it'll all make sense for you, some nebula somewhere out there.
Somewhere out there.
You call us mean and spiteful and pushy and impatient. And then you call us impatient. And then we'd say, well, I guess we're doing the best we can with what we have to work with, huh?